Okay. Go.
No, in chemistry, a compound called benzene was invented by, was being worked on by Kekulé, and a French chemist. And he didn't know how to write the formula. But he was walking in the garden and he saw a worm turning like that. He says, aha, it must be a ring. The formula, the six carbon compounds are united in a hexagon with double bonds. And that is the formula of benzene. He had an intuition. What was it?
So he has an intuition to go into that direction, moved into that direction, as well, and then discovered that. Yeah, a lot of discovery was made like that.
I was just going to say, this might help to clear up the intuition and synchronicity story, which I think you did a very good job of explaining.
It's clear for you?
Well, to me it's clear.
Okay.
But the difference, as you say, in an intuition, you get some kind of a hint in advance. But in the story that Jung told, which started the whole synchronicity idea, he was working with a patient who was very blocked, very closed.
Not intuitive.
Not open to anything new. And she was she had no intuition about this. She was talking about a scarab pin or necklace or something. Mm-hmm. Just at that moment, there was a knock at the window, and Jung went to the window to see what it was, and it was a scarab beetle. So he opened the window, took the beetle in hand. Yeah, I know he did, but I'm just repeating it again to say this. So, it was that timing for the woman. She had no intuition that this was going to happen.
You helped me.
It was synchronicity. Yeah. That's the difference.
But Jung has to feel something. Go into the windows. This is intuition. Jung was he has a lot of intuition. So the intuition in that example is Jung feeling something, going into the window, open the window. This is the synchronicity.
But for the woman, it was a synchronistic.
After that, the windows of the woman was open.
Right.
The windows of the intuition of that woman, because it's symbolic also. So the windows of the intuition of that woman was open.
So for the person who's having the moment, it kind of happens as an unexpected event that matches something inside by something outside that has nothing to do with what was inside, correct?
And when the outside match in a living form with an inside, this is life.
And changes you.
Yeah, this is synchronicity and this is life. We always search for this kind of moment when the outside is linked to the inside. Why you think we are so addicted to the internet? Because this is a window that you have the illusion to have a contact. But it's not. We will have to play with internet to find this connection between reality and our own reality and the outside. It's another topic, but you can explore that. And if you went tomorrow, I will certainly talk about the movie Her by Spike Jonze. It's a wonderful movie about how you can play with computer and integrate your own anima. I have to take to go. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Workshop from 10 to 3:30, and it will be over on the other side of the
Jefferson Room.
Okay, so hope to see you there.
I just want to say that if you want a special thing, I have a special for tonight and tomorrow. So my USB key for tonight and for tomorrow, if you want it, it's a special for you. It will be available tonight, but tomorrow too. If you want, go further into this kind of idea.
I would like to.
The book is on e-book on my USB key. It's on e-book.
I would like to make a comment here. I'm presently writing a book about synchronicity, and as a result, I have read several books about this subject, and I call Jeff Vezina's book, Necessary Chances, my Bible.
Oh.
He has explained it in readable, very clear, very exciting book. It is should be on everyone's shelf.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And then I want you to buy my book. It's going to be...
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, yeah, certainly. Oh, thank you, thank you. Thank you. It's, I think it's the first time I think I'd say... I...